Hey, welcome to Music Ad Lib. My name's Monty, and this is Wellington City Library's radio show. Today I've got Edmund McWilliams. Edmund, shall I call you Ed or Edmund?
Ed is fine, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Ed. The first CD was under the name of Breast of Creading Cake. The next one was under the name Ed Cake, and then the latest CD, Pie Warmer, under Pie Warmer. Any reason for the changes in names, or is it... What do you think?
I guess the Edmund Cake album was a solo project,
right?
And Pie Warmer was a band.
Okay.
Edmund Cake album wasn't strictly all me. In fact, there were lots of people involved in that, but yeah.
So do you play more than one instrument, or?
I play, various things kind of adequately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you play the bass on all your CDs?
Yeah, I play the bass a lot. Yeah.
Because you're a very good bass player.
Oh, thanks, Monty.
That's all right. I love some of your some of the funkier songs like We Live Like No. My Son the Harpist?
We Live Like Kings. It's got a...
Right.
You like a bit of the white funk.
I do like a bit of the white funk, exactly. And actually, you do that very well. The first song we're playing today is Secret Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, anything to say about Secret Girl?
It was written... I wanted it to be a comedy song. It was supposed to be funny, but it sort of came out serious.
It did. I read in, I think it was either Nick Bollinger's or Grant Smithy's 100 Best Albums that he thought also that it was a funny song, a sarcastic song.
Oh, right. Oh, maybe I might have mentioned that to him at some point.
Oh, okay. So at least he got it.
Right.
Okay, thanks. So here's the first song, Secret Girl. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hear there's a chance of you getting back together, or have you already got back together?
Oh, we did it. We just did it for shows in the main centres around New Zealand at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And that was to promote the Pie Warmer album.
Okay.
Mainly. But Jeffrey and I have been doing some stuff together.
Okay. And did they help with the recording on Pie Warmer? Did they play any instruments?
I think no. Jeff played a bass line. I think he played a bass on Never Mention Eyes.
Yeah.
Which was just a live bass that went down.
Okay, and so the next song is You and I, and this is from Breastfeed Reading Cake, which was from, 1997?
97, I think.
97, another very good album. I hear you in the sound. The name Pie Warmer, Ed, where did that come from?
I think it was on the original list of like 2,000 or so band names that we had to, because originally Flying Nun wanted Breast of Creating Cake to change its name.
Right.
So we sort of devised this big list and sort of just been using the list ever since. I think it was just on the list.
Did it take you a while to whittle that down to one only?
Say that again?
To get it from 2000 down
oh,
to
oh, right. Oh, most of them are terrible. Like, okay. Names like, I don't know, I think Cementing Up Sally was one of them.
Right.
That's the only one that springs to mind.
Okay. Hey, the next song is Crappy Street.
Yeah.
Now, I read somewhere also, I think it might have been Nick Mullinger also. And he said that it's quite a dark album, and even that it's kind of like a dark kind of suburban. Would you agree?
That it's got a what?
A dark kind of a suburban emphasis.
Oh, I guess it's got a. I guess that song has. I think that album sort of. Yeah, it's got some kind of dark themes in there, and they're sort of wrapped up in like sort of colourful paper or something. But yeah.
Thanks, Ed. Here's Crappy Street from The Fearsome Feeling. Join the crowd at Crappy Street. If you hit kids, you can all hang out at Crappy Street.
All together, they'll all make.
Hey, welcome back to Ad Lib. I'm Monty, and the next track is The Air Show. Ed, it's a beautiful song.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Did it take you long to put together? It's
Yeah, I think that was that existed as a 8-track tape recording, and then it was probably about 3 years to make, you know, not constantly, you know, but bits and pieces done here and there.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones that took a long time to make.
It's very elaborate.
It's got that bit at the end with playing a metal gate that sounds like tap. I wanted to have tap dancers on it, but I got the same sound by...
Were there none available?
No, there were some available.
Well, there were some available.
I just thought, this is stupid, I'm making a song, not a tap show.
Yeah, a musical showpiece. So is that like the idea of this air show? Did you actually go to an air show, or is it something that you kind of generated, you know, independently?
My ex-wife, Amy, was writing a PhD on New Zealand reality television, and we were looking at lots of things to do with reality and realness.
But because the last lines are, it's so unreal?
It was unreal. So it's the air show framed through the lens of a video camera.
Okay.
It's quite arty.
It is, yeah. well done. Hey, thanks. That's the air show's coming up next. You're with Radio Adlib, Wellington City Library's radio show, and I'm talking to Edmund Williams. Thanks.
Side by side.
The next song is Palm Singing, and it's the first track off Bressa Creating Cake's first and only CD so far. Do you remember making the video? Were you involved in making the video at all?
I held the camera.
That's the whole time. That's very directly
that's
involved.
That's why it's a bit wobbly sometimes. Yeah.
But it's a video that stuck in my mind for all these years, and I think a lot of people's.
Yeah, it's a good. I think it was a good use of. I think it was a video funded one. You know, one of the $5,000 funded one. But that took us months to make as well.
Months.
So it wasn't. I think it was a good use of $5,000 rather than spending the $5,000 on a crew and stuff. I think we just, you know, we drove around a lot and bought lots of takeaways and sort of spent the money on the time rather than the equipment.
That's great. Yeah.
Run out of gas. We walk to the station. I pick my shirt out of my shoes. En route to the station.
Your lyrics, are some of them autobiographical or are they a range of...
some of them are autobiographical, definitely.
Yeah. Something like My Son the Harpist?
Oh, that one's not.
I read somewhere that you did something
that
special
just,
on that.
That one's ad-libbed.
So you ad-libbed it?
Made up on the spot.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Oh, great. So there is another nonsense song on Bressa Creating Cake?
Say that again.
Is there another nonsense song on Bressa Creating Cake?
Probably. There's the one in the sort of fake language. That's
right.
The nonsense one.
Is that the one that started with the cicadas?
What's that called? Xenax.
Xenax, yeah. So do you
the any other nonsense songs, probably.
Yeah.
Can't think of any at the time right now.
Sure. Hey, finally, there is one song that I really love, and it's called Silverdale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's kind of polarizing, that song.
Is it?
But, you know, people have either said they really despise it or they really love it, which is kind of, I guess, pop music's like that, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of your music is like that. Hey, the other thing about Silverdale is it's like a, I guess a retail romance song.
Yeah, retail romance.
Retail romance. There's that great line, FPOS accepting us means I accept us too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually not my line.
Oh, it's not?
Well, it was, but my friend Eric Connington framed it better for me. I wanted to. Yeah, I'd written something that was along the line, those lines, and she said, oh, it'd actually be better if it was if POS accepting us means I accept us too.
Yeah.
So I can't claim,
So it was like a collaborative sort of...
She changed a couple of... I think she was doing a degree in linguistics at the time.
Yeah.
She was quite good at creating clarity.
Yeah, so she polished it. Hey, the last song that I'm playing today is The Fearsome Feeling.
Yep.
Great song. So you led off the CD with The Fearsome Feeling. Was there any reason for that? This is the CD by Pye Warmer called The Fearsome Feeling.
There wasn't any specific reason, no, that it started with that. I guess it's kind of a grabby song.
Yeah.
And it introduces things like me talking. There's a lot more talking in the album, so it sort of contained a few of the elements that were revealed later in the album, I guess.
Okay.
That's a theory. When you're sequencing an album, the first song should contain sort of elements of the rest of the album, so you can kind of, so it's like an overture sort of thing.
Right.
That's one theory anyway.
Yeah.
The first song should do that.
And I think to the song that you finished with, which I might not be able to mention. Yeah, is probably a nice way to finish as well. A reasonably optimistic ending.
Yeah, if anyone gets to the end of albums these days, I don't know if they quite make it.
Yeah,
I probably get to the end of the first song.
Yeah, I know that I listened to Pye Warmer from beginning to end. So.
Oh, that's really good. I'm glad you've done that.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, Ed.
Okay, Monty.
So, can you see you continuing with music forever? Are you going to keep making music?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, of course.
I'll look forward to the next CD.
I can't do anything else. I was writing my CV the other day, and it was just like unemployable.
Well, please,
anything but music.
Please keep making music, and I'll keep buying the CDs.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay, Monty, bye.
Okay, bye.
Footpath and you hear your own footsteps, but then you hear some other footsteps behind you, some other footsteps behind you, and they're not your footsteps. You know the peace of feeling. idea in the car park. Get to your car, and you feel like, look behind you, feel like there's someone more in the car. Stop.